produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prayer with Pastor Linda every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Prayer with Pastor Linda every Monday morning at 7 a.m. What is it that you need from God? What is it that you need? What is it that you would, if God were to tell you there's one thing that I'll do right now, that I'll give you right now if you ask me, what is it that you would ask God for? Get that thing in mind and let's go before the Lord in prayer. We know that God is our God. He is our deliverer. He's our healer. He's our savior. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our sanctifier. He's a strong deliverer. He's our way in, our way through, and our way out. Our God says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So we thank God for Jesus that even when I feel like I'm alone, I'm not alone. Because God says he will never leave me and he'll never forsake me. Even when I feel like I'm by myself and I'm fighting this battle by myself and don't nobody care, know that God is with you and God will give you strength. The word says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. So whatever it is you need in any given day, at any given time, God will give you strength for your days. Pastor preached yesterday from an awesome text. He preached from Psalm 62. And the Lord just kind of put it in my spirit this morning. And I just want to read this to you and then we're going to pray from this text today. Psalm 62, it is a psalm of David, a song that was sung by David, and it is a song of anticipation. It's not anticipation about any particular thing, but it is just a song of anticipation. And David says, truly my soul waits from God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They shall consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Verse 5, my soul waits thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. We want to pray from this a psalm today, the Psalm of David, and we want to pray particularly verse 5 and 6. David said, my soul is waiting on God. He is my expectation. My expectation is from him. I don't know. There may be somebody on the line today who was waiting on God. You've been anticipating. You've been asked God for something and it hasn't come to pass yet. You've been waiting on God. And I want to tell you that as we wait on God, we wait with expectation. We wait with anticipation, but we don't wait with fear. We don't wait with aggravation. We don't wait with annoyance, but we wait with a calmness and an assurance that what God is able to perform, what he has promised, but that God can and will answer prayer, that God delights and no good thing will he withhold from us. God delights in blessing his people. And so I don't know what you're asking God for, what you're waiting for. Somebody may be waiting on a healing. Somebody may be waiting on the manifestation of the way he would have you to go. You want him to reveal to you the way he'd have you to go. You want him to reveal to you that ministry he has for you. You want him to reveal to you whatever's next in your life. You're waiting on God to save your children, to deliver them. You're waiting on God to open a financial door, to give you that financial breakthrough that you've been anticipating. Whatever it is that you're waiting on God for, we're going to go before God this morning, and we're going to remind ourselves of his word, that we're not waiting on people. So sometimes we wait on people to get right. Sometimes we wait on our supervisor or our managers or directors to get a little more nice, to develop a better relationship with us or us with them so that we can get along. We're anticipating something from others. But I just dare you today to just put your trust and your hope in God. Trust that God will move the way that he wants to move, and God will work out the way he chooses to work out, and God will do what he chooses to do. But we know that God is a strong deliverer. We know that God will open doors, that God will make ways, that God will bring down high places. We know that God will bind the power of the adversary. We know that there's nothing too hard for our God. So whatever you're waiting on God to do, whether it be in your workplace, it be in your life, in your spouse's life, in the lives of your children, whatever it is that you're waiting on God to do, we're going to come before God and remind him and remind ourselves that my expectation is not in that person. Sometimes we wait on that person to get right. But no, I'm waiting on God, because God can work in us the will and to do of his good pleasure. So I'm not just waiting on that person. I'm waiting on God to move. Come on. I'm waiting on God to move in me. Come on. Sometimes perhaps I expect too much. Sometimes perhaps I want too much. Sometimes perhaps I want the wrong thing, but I want God to move in me. I want God to do the correction in me. I want God to touch my heart, my mind, and my spirit and give me the right expectation. Come on, people of God. My expectation is not in my son or my daughter to get right. My expectation is in God to move in their hearts and in their minds and in their spirits so that God might put them in the place that he would have them to be. You might want them to be a doctor, but God wants them to be something else. So I don't want my expectation. I want the expectation of God. I want my expectation is in God to do what he chooses to do, to move how he chooses to move, to uproot what he chooses to uproot, to plant what he chooses to plant. My expectation is in God, because God knows best. He created us. He knows all about us. And I know that there is nothing too hard for our God. What is it that you're waiting on? You may be waiting on your promotion. You may be waiting on an increase in your finances. Whatever it is that you're waiting on, put your hope in God. Don't hope in human resources. Don't hope, hallelujah, on the board to decree a raise to all of those that they work with. I'm waiting on God. God can increase me more and more. God has revenue streams that I don't even know about. So I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God to open doors. I'm waiting on God to make ways. I'm waiting on God to open up my mind and my creativity. I'm waiting on God to move in me. I'm waiting on God to give me revelation in my expectation. I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. My expectation is in God. And I don't know about you, but I believe God today. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweet refrain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm going to put my hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. My hope is my desire, my expectancy. My hope is my belief. Thank you, God, that God can and will make a way, that God can and will bring the answer, that God can and will work it out. I don't know about you, but I believe God today. I believe God. Somebody may be sick, but I believe God to heal. I believe God to deliver. I believe God in the name of Jesus to go in. I believe God to heal from the inside out. I believe God will take the root of that thing and remove it from me in the name of Jesus. I believe God today. I trust God. God is my healer. He is my Rapha. Hallelujah. My life is in his hands. My body is in his hands. I believe God today to move by his power, by his might. I believe, God, to mend my mental status in the name of Jesus. Somebody on the live today, you find yourself consumed by depression and despair. You find yourself consumed by the tears. You find yourself grieving, hallelujah, without hope, hallelujah. But I believe, God, today to be with me, even in my grieving, to be with me, even in my circumstance, to be with me, even in my disappointment, in the name of Jesus. I ask God to touch my heart, to touch my mind, to touch my will, and I will hope in Jesus Christ. My hope is not built in people. It's not directed in the person. My hope is in God. Hallelujah. God, have your way in us in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. You made us. You know all about us. You know what's best for us. You know what's taking place in this season. And God, I ask you today to move by your power and by your might. Touch our hearts. Touch our minds. Touch our will. Touch our emotions. In the name of Jesus, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. While I'm waiting on God, I will praise God. While I'm waiting on God, hallelujah, I will shout the victory. While I praise God, I will speak that it is already done in the name of Jesus. While I'm waiting on God, I will decree and declare in Jesus' name, in my home, on my job, over my children, I will decree and declare, hallelujah, the work of God and the will of God be done. In Jesus' name, let the work of God and the will of God be done. In Jesus' name, he knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. I speak by faith. Hallelujah. That God will work in the name of Jesus. That God will reveal to us what he would have us to see. That God will reveal to our children what he would have them to be. That God will give them the fortitude. That God will give them the strength. That God will give them the direction. That God will give them the revelation of who they are in him. In the name of Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. There are limitations that God has on us, but God is not limited. Hallelujah. God is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above we can all ever ask or think. So I believe God today. And not only that, but God is able to keep us from falling. Come on, people of God. God is able to keep us from falling. So somebody who's believing, hallelujah, somebody who has some doubt and some worry, some what if. What if I don't overcome? What if I don't make it? What if I can't come out? What if it never happens? What if, what if, what if? But I just believe, God, today that not a what if, but that it will come to pass, that the will of God shall come to pass. The will of God shall come to pass. So my expectation is that the will of God shall be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. God wants us to walk in peace. God wants us to have the victory. God says we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. So I believe that the work and that will of God will be done in the name of Jesus. I will not fret. I will not worry. I refuse to be depressed. Come on, people of God. I refuse to be depressed. I will not wallow in self-pity. I'm rising above this thing. I'm kind of coming out of this thing. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. The Lord just spoke to my heart. There's somebody who was not selected for something that you wanted. It may have been a job. It may have been a promotion. Lord, have mercy. It may have been an assignment, but you weren't selected and you wanted it. Lord, have mercy. You wanted it. You thought it was for you, but God wants you to know that that was not your assignment. God wants you to know that that place that you saw yourself was not the place that he has ordained, but Lord have mercy. But believe God. God's got better for you. God's got greater for you. God's got a better fit for you. Lord have mercy. So don't be depressed because you didn't get what you wanted. God's got what he has ordained for your life. And I don't know about you, but I don't want anything that God does not have for me. I don't want to insert myself in places where God would not have me to be. I want to walk in the way of God. I want to live according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Our lives lives are in his hands. He orders our steps. Come on, people of God. I want God to order my steps in the way he'd have me to go. Thank you, Father God. I don't want to be in the wrong place. I don't want to be in the wrong place. I want to be where God says be. I want to move where God says move. Thank you, Father God. I want to delight myself in him. And in whatever is his will, I will not be disappointed. Whatever the will of God is for me, I will not be disappointed, because I know that his way is the best way. His assignment is the best assignment. He won't leave me in a place. I may not be prepared for that level yet. Thank you, Jesus. I may not be prepared yet. There may be more work that God has to do in me so that I can be ready. But when I get to that place, I don't want to mishandle the assignment. Oh, people of God, did you hear me? I don't want to mishandle the assignment. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to mishandle the assignment. I want to walk in victory. I want to speak victory. I want to work victoriously in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I just glorify you. Continue, God, to increase us. Continue, God, to grow us. Continue, God, to stretch us and expand us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remind us of what it is you would have us to do. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, I bless your name. Father, I bless your name. Put us in the right place at the right time when you would have us to speak a word, oh God, in Jesus' name. Your word says that we should be able to speak a word. Thank you, Father God, to those that mourn, to those that are going through. God wants to use all of us, not just the preacher, to speak a word of comfort to those that are going through. In the name of Jesus, I ask God to word my mouth, hallelujah, so I may speak as oracles of God, so I may speak a word in due season for to those that are going through. In due season is at the right time, at the right moment, when they feel like giving up, when they feel like all hope is lost. God will give you the word to speak. God will give you the timing to speak. Lord, have mercy. And I pray that God gives you the holy boldness to speak. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I just glory in you. I thank you, God, that you have a work for all of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you have an assignment for all of us. And God, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to walk in somebody else's path. I want to fulfill what you have for me in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I glorify you now, God, in the name of Jesus. I am expecting from God. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for God. When David said, I will wait on God, hallelujah, it doesn't mean that he's watching his clock and patting his foot, waiting with unrest. He's not waiting with unrest. He's not waiting trying to rush God, but he's waiting comfortably in God. He is reclining in God. He is resting in God because he's waiting on God. He says, I'm waiting on God. I'm not waiting on man. Come on, people of God. I'm not waiting on somebody to fulfill their promise to me. I'm waiting on God because God knows the way that I take. God knows what he has for me. God knows that I'm waiting on God, and my expectation is from him. I am looking to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He made me. He created me. So I'm looking to Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I'm looking to Jesus for my healing. I'm looking to Jesus for my deliverance. You know, the medicine don't always work. Come on, people of God. The doctor gave me high blood pressure medicine and it didn't work. My blood pressure was still high. So he had to keep adjusting it. But I don't know about you. I'm not waiting on the doctor to get it right. I'm waiting on God to get it right. In the name of Jesus, my hope is in God. God can work through the doctor. God can work through the nurse. But God can work directly. But however he chooses to do it, my expectation is in God. It's because of him that we move and breathe and have our being. I bless his name today. So I don't know about you today, but trust in God. Hallelujah. You want desperately for your child to be saved. You want desperately for your loved one to be delivered. But I'm waiting on God. Whatever it is, he's got to go through. Lord have mercy. Sometimes they got to go through what they got to go through. But God will take them through it without them being destroyed. It'll be for correction. But I believe God today that God will deliver. I believe God today that God will direct them in the way he'd have them to go. I believe God today in the name of Jesus that God God will remove the desire from them for those things that are not like God. God will remove the desire. I pray right now that those who may be experimenting with things that are not like God, I decree and declare, I trust God to remove the taste from them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that God will make it an anathema, that God will make it such that it will bring them no satisfaction in the name of Jesus. I believe, God, today that God will deliver, that God will make new. Hallelujah. That God will guide their footsteps in the way he'd have them to go. And not just guide their footsteps, but give them a desire for themselves, what God desires for them. Oh God, in Jesus' name, God, help them to want what you want for them. In the name of Jesus, touch their minds, touch their spirits, touch their hearts, in Jesus' name. God, I believe you by faith. Look in, God, you are a God of generations. God, we see in your word, Abraham, thank you, Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, we see in your word, hallelujah, that you are a God of generations. You blessed Abraham, and you said his seed would be blessed. God, bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless our loved ones. Oh God, as only you can. And then God, we pray for those that are grieving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know all of us have had grievous times, and all of us have loved ones who are grieving. Thank you, Father God. And I want you to know, those of you, I know many of us know, my sister's husband went home to be with the Lord. And so it's personal. When it's up close, it's personal. And I know that he's not the only one, and others on the live are yet grieving. But we ask, hallelujah, that your people, God's people, be reminded that we don't grieve like the world, like those who have no hope. We don't grieve like those who have no hope. We still believe God. Hallelujah. We still know that God is in control, even though our hearts are overwhelmed with sorrow, even though our hearts are overwhelmed with grief. Thank you, Father God. Now I can still have a nevertheless praise. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, I will still praise God. Nevertheless, I will still trust him. Nevertheless, I still love the Lord. Nevertheless, I know God will be my comfort. Nevertheless, I know he's my help. He's my very present help in time of trouble. Nevertheless, hallelujah. Glory to God. Nevertheless, I know that the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. I will glory, hallelujah, in God, in the name of Jesus. I don't like what's taking place right now. It doesn't feel good what's taking place right now. It's not what I would have asked for this in this place right now. Oh, but I believe God. Hallelujah. Grief is a necessary thing. It is necessary that we go through grief. It is necessary that we feel the sorrow and the pain. It's a necessary thing. Hallelujah. But it is important to grieve in the right way, in the name of Jesus. We don't grieve as those who have no hope. We grieve as those who have hope in Jesus Christ. I bless his name today. So all of those who may be grieving the loss of anything, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of an assignment that you enjoy, but God is shifting the season on you, whatever it is that you're grieving, hallelujah, you got to grieve in the right way. I believe God. Thank you, Father God. The word tells us that God is nigh unto those, hallelujah, that are of a broken heart, and save as such that be of a contrite spirit. Know that as you grieve, that God is near to you. Hallelujah. You might feel like God is a long way off. Somebody may be grieving the end of a relationship, going through a divorce, whatever it is. But know that God is near you. He's nigh unto those who have a broken heart. God is our very present help in trouble. He'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. The word tells us, Psalm 147:3, God heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God will heal your broken heart even while you're going through it. But know this, that God will heal you. And you can ask God, Lord, heal my broken heart. God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, hallelujah. God does not isolate us from many of the incidences in life, many of the situations in life. We are not isolated because we're saved. Just because we're saved doesn't mean we won't lose loved ones. Just because we're saved doesn't mean we won't have a broken heart. Just because we're saved doesn't mean, hallelujah, that we won't lose jobs or we won't be selected for the assignment that we wanted. And so we can mourn, hallelujah. We will mourn, but we have to mourn in the right way, knowing that God's got us, hallelujah. That even in the midst of this, God will heal my broken heart in the name of Jesus. In his season, God will heal my broken heart. Thank you, Father God. And I like what the Lord says in John 14:1. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Thank you, Father God. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in him. I can believe God and believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That God has prepared a place for us. There's already a prepared place for the people of God. So I believe in God. I won't be troubled. I won't be in despair. I won't be living like those who have no hope, grieving like those who have no hope. I believe God that I will land in the place that God has for me. And in the meantime, God is rocking me. I'm in the arms of God. I feel the comfort of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel the presence of God in Jesus' name. I bless his name today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose and his plan. We thank God for Jesus. We glorify him today. We honor God right now. Those that may be dealing with a wounded spirit and a broken heart, those who may be asking why, hallelujah, just know that God is in control. And just know, hallelujah, that you will come out on the other side of this. In the name of Jesus, you'll come out. Thank you, Father God. God is able to take you through with joy and sorrow, with hope for tomorrow. God is able to take you through so that you will not be overwhelmed with overmuch sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for Jesus. He is my rock. He is my leaning post. I thank God for Jesus. He is my hope. My confidence is in him. In Jesus' name, I bless his name today. I glorify him. I honor him. Somebody may grieve that you may have a diagnosis right now, and you may grieve the time when you were in good health, when you were able to do what you can't do now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That could cause a certain amount of grief. Hallelujah. A certain amount of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't know about you, but I believe God, and I yet trust him for healing. I yet trust him for better days. I yet trust him to overwhelm me with his joy, the joy of the Lord. It is my strength. And I speak joy over the people of God today in the name of Jesus, that God will wipe away every tear and God will give you joy down in your soul, in spite of your own self, that you will experience the joy of the Lord. That is your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, release your joy. Release, oh God, your joy. Release your laughter. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless his name. I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ. I will trust in the Lord until the day I die. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run into, and they are safe. Oh God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That's right, Cecilia Woods. Hallelujah. I glorify him. Hallelujah. I praise his name. Hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord. He will renew my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, release your presence. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that your people of God everywhere, those on the live, oh God, those, God, who will play it back, I pray, God, that you will release, hallelujah, a spirit of joy. Hallelujah. A spirit of laughter in their presence. I pray, God, hallelujah, that your glory will prevail in their presence. In Jesus' name, let them feel the presence of God. Help them to know that they're not alone. Help them to know, God, that you're operating on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, I bless his name. I say glory to God. I say thank you, Jesus. I say, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, you're welcome in this place. Lord, you're welcome in this place. Somebody, hallelujah, may be grieving over a bad season in your marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Somebody may be grieving. You're in a bad season in your marriage right now. You're in a bad season in a relationship. You may be in a bad season just with your family members. Hallelujah. It's the right family, but it's just a bad season. It may be the right spouse, but it's a bad season. And you're yet grieving in that bad season. But we call God today. I call God today. We're calling God today to come in and heal us everywhere we're hurting. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have antagonistic spirits, but it's because of a pain that has not been resolved. But I'm asking God now to intervene, to come in today in Jesus' name, to come into those relationships, to come into the hearts of his people in Jesus' name, that God will heal us everywhere where we've been hurting, that God will touch our hearts and our minds so that we can at least reason together. Oh, come and let us reason together. There are many types of grief. Hallelujah. Many causes of grief, many causes of doubt. Come on, people of God. But God is able to mend the broken heart. God is able to put our put the pieces back together. Hallelujah. Call on the Lord and be of good courage. We call on God today to touch our hearts and our minds, not just romantic relationships, not just friendships, but also with family members. Come on, people of God, we can fall out with family sometimes, but God is able to come and heal us in those places in the name of Jesus. So we ask that God will touch. We ask that God will move. We ask that God will mend and restore in Jesus' name. I bind the works of the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we bind him today in the name of Jesus, and there will be love, hallelujah, and true appreciation in families, in relationships, in dear friends, in Jesus' name. We thank God for Jesus, hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus, for his restoration, for his presence, for his power, in Jesus' name. We thank God. Our God is a good God. He is worthy of all praise. He can do anything but fail. So regardless of what you have to deal with, wait on God with expectation, expecting that it will get better. Not happenstance, not maybe, not might, but it will get better in the name of Jesus. We speak by faith that it will get better. I speak by faith. I keep speaking over my daughter's body that God go heal her. I speak by faith, hallelujah. And until he heal her, he gonna give her good days. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, by faith, speak over it. By faith, speak over it. I would like an instantaneous healing just like that. Yes, I would. I would like to for her to call me and say, look, mama, the test came back and it's gone. It ain't no more there. That's what I want to hear. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, hallelujah, God can give them good days. Whatever it is that you're waiting on, God can still give you good days. God can still elevate your mind and your spirit so that you can still have laughter down in your soul, that you can still go through a thing and not be overwhelmed with the tears and the overmuch sorrow. Thank you, Father God. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God today that God is able. Even when I can't, God can. And he can do it through me. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. God bless you. God keep you, my beloved. It's 7:30. God bless you. Don't want to hold you too long. Thank you so, so much for tuning in for prayer with Pastor Linda. I ask that you join me every Monday. Join us for prayer. Hallelujah. And I just want to call a few names out before we go. Hallelujah. You know that many a victory in Christ is on today. So some names I have that I know, but others that I don't. But while I'm calling these, you speak your names into the atmosphere. You already know God hears you. God's answering your prayers. Amen. So I speak by faith, Maurice and Stephanie Whitlock. I speak by faith, Michelle Jones and Brother Bobby, that God will continue to touch and heal. Linda Austin, you know that God's got you. I pray that God will be your company keeper, your way maker, your hope and sorrow, your joy for tomorrow. I pray that God is with you and you know he's with you and you feel his presence. I pray that nothing you need will go missing or lacking. I pray that God will always send somebody, hallelujah, when you need somebody, in Jesus' name.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.